Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Friday the 25th of March 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours, sorry about yesterday, in around 5 minutes. So the Digital Economy Act has been challenged in the High Court. Many sections of the Act are being challenged by BT and TalkTalk. Both of them are calling for a judicial review and they're claiming that the original legislation was rushed through too quickly. The reason being that they're upset is not the same as the rest of us because the rest of us think it's awful. But they're saying that individuals' right to privacy is infringed. I don't believe they're looking for that for 1 second. And in addition, that it puts too much onus on the ISPs to police online copyright theft. Now I do believe that one, however. Tesco have slashed the price of the Nintendo 3DS. It went on sale at midnight. You can get yours today. It's a massive, massive launch, completely overshadowed by iPad 2, of course. And the supermarket has wiped a huge amount off the price. It's only £175 if you buy it with them. If you go into the store and get it, then I'd be surprised because it's going to sell like hotcakes, perhaps. Motorola has said there is a lot more exciting things ahead in 2011. The Zoom and the Atrix are just the tip of the iceberg. I've got to say that so far what I've seen from Motorola has underwhelmed me, but I haven't played with the Zoom and everyone else says it's really good, so we'll have to wait and see, eh? Google has added voice recognition to Chrome. Oh, this is fantastic. If you've got Google Chrome, then there's a new HTML5 speech input API which allows you to talk to the machine in order to get your input in text. It does all your www addresses and it also gives you search functionality as well, all via voice. It's fantastic. I've got Mac Dictate. I'm going to have a play a bit later. Now, iPad 2, of course, comes out today. If you're in a line, you can give us a call on Skype and we'll get you to do a few interviews of people that are waiting with you. But don't rush ahead and buy the iPad cover just yet, because there's plenty of them coming out on the market from other providers. The wooden iPad cover from Miniot looks fantastic instead. It's made out of a single piece of wood that's been grooved so that it bends. That does mean it could possibly break later on, though, do be careful. And it rolls up instead of concertinaing. But it does the iPad in both lay down and stand up mode as well. So it does look brilliant, and it's the same price as Apple's leather one. The Wii rules the living room, apparently. According to a new study done by Nielsen, it turned out the most popular game console in the lounge is the Wii, at 59% of all US living rooms having that game console there. The PS3 is at 45%, and the Xbox 360 is at 42%. I don't know how they do that, because that adds up to more than 100. Oh well, we'll have to see, eh? Unless they've all got three, of course. But the statistic that's really surprising is that the Xbox 360 rules the bedroom. Hubba hubba, ha ha ha. In gaming news, pretty fantastically, Valve has added Skype audio codec for in-game chat. What that means is any of the games that you're playing that go through Valve will be able to use your Skype connection as well for talking to everyone else. And that's going to be real increase in quality. Absolutely fantastic. Festo have released the Smart Bird robot. It's a 2 meter wide robot and it looks like a gull. It looks like a real bird, that's right. It uses body pivoting to turn and makes it look much more like a bird than normal, and it also flaps its wings to gain forward momentum. The whole thing only weighs 1 pound despite the size of it, and it takes off with flapping and lands with flapping as well. It actually works. Leonardo would be proud. Now, we all thought that Constellation was cancelled and we weren't going to be going back into deep space, but it turns out that NASA's had a little bit of an ace up its sleeve. It's been commissioning Lockheed Martin to do Orion. Orion is just like the 1960 space program. It's got a capsule that sits atop a rocket and it will propel 4 astronauts at once up to the space station. They're going through testing in the deep bedrock of Colorado, and it would seem that we could be going an awful lot deeper into space than we first thought. Well done, NASA. Audible books are now going onto Kindle via Wi-Fi. If you've been buying audiobooks and you want them on your Kindle, they can now be on there with a Wi-Fi transfer. And of course, your account works for the book. So even if you've been using it on iPad, you can now use it on your Kindle as well as. And finally, hell is freezing over. The Oxford English Dictionary has included in its current edition OMG, FYI, LOL, and LMHO. Well, I never. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back with the photo show at 11 o'clock this morning, and then we're running all the way through the day with the Max show at 1 p.m. and then the big show at 10 p.m. We'll see you as we go. Come and join us if you possibly can in the chat room. Pull up a chair and a beer and we'll have a pizza. Have a good day and a good weekend, and thanks for listening.